cut off his new money now and just say, I'm not going to authorize this for a while. Let's take a little look further down the road the next month.
Well, two things happen. He draws down his reserves very, very substantially. I don't know what that's going to do to the psychology of the savings and loan industry, if they feel there's any question about whether the Federal Home Loan Bank Board is going to be able to take care
well,
of
it.
The other thing is he loses. We don't want the Federal Home Loan Bank Board issues to be completely to lose their position in the market. We want them to continue to occupy what they have. We don't want them to get any bigger. That's about the size.
Well, suppose you told him his $1 billion reserve. At Horn, you use $700 million. $450 plus $250 would take him. Trust, that'd still leave him $300 million.
Mr. President, how would it be? I'll go back to him with this proposition.
First place, I want to make two points. One, I don't believe they know what they're doing over there. And number two, I don't believe you and I know what they're doing over there.
Well,
that's number two. Now, number three, I would like for somebody to meet that board, and I'll take the time to meet with them tomorrow, or somebody ought to, and see how we can avoid going out here and asking for something every day. I'm about to veto this damned intermediate credit bank because it raises the 6% thing. As far as I'm concerned, I'm just not going to sit here and see them go billions to our administration and just not do a damn thing about them. I just think that we got to do something that we're not doing.
Mr. President, we met and had a long session with John Horn and his people on this, which is why we came to this conclusion. As I've said, now I think we might be able to do this. Instead of $500 million in the market on the rollover, cut that back by say $100 million. I think we can do that without fatality, and take $250 million into the trust funds, and then let him use his reserves for the balance of that. But I don't think we can go any farther than that, and that's probably farther than...
Let's see what that says. Now, repeat that.
He's got $500 million maturing.
He got $500 million maturing. Right this
he place. Would only go back into the public market for $400 million.
We'd go in the public market for $400 of the $500.
That would be a $100 million reduction in what he has maturing. We'd take $250 million in trust funds as we have planned.
Take $250 in the trust fund is planned.
That's $650. Now, whatever he needs over and above that to meet his withdrawals in October would come out of his reserves.
Well, that'd be all right. That'd be about $100 million better.
That'd be $100 million
better. Just $100 million better,
yes. But for the very reason Secretary Fowler has cited, I wouldn't want to pull this whole issue out of the market this time. I think we could do this for $100 and probably get along all right with.
Why couldn't you do it with 300?
I think it's pinching it down too far.
Well, you got $1 billion in reserve. 300 to 500, you mean you're going to lose your market because you haven't got with 300 coming up?
Well, I think, Mr. President, that it's too big a cutback, really. Now, I can't prove that 300 is worse than 350 or better than 350, but our judgment, of course, was that he ought to roll over the 500. I think 400 may be doable and keep his position and keep the mechanism. Secretary has talked about.
Well, it looks like you're keeping the mechanism. If you're selling 500 sacks a kick, you're selling 400, and they're there to buy it.
There'll be some fellows out there, some funds, some groups that have been holding this Federal Home Loan Bank Board paper that no longer will be holding it. Then when he wants to come back and reclaim his customers, so to speak, they may be tied up with something fancier. This is what they have, and this is what they would take back. They're used to it. They know about it. They finally decided, well, Federal Home Loan Bank Board paper with a 0.5% is better than a Treasury security. They'd rather have it. But there are only so many of those people in the market. This is the way it's been explained.
This going to cost him?
Well, Mr. President, I think we'll just have to look at the market tomorrow and find out. If he had sold them today, he probably would have had to pay 6% plus on this. If he sells them, I simply can't answer it. We'll have to look at the market tomorrow. But it'll be around 6%.
Well, go on with your 400 and 100 trust fund. Let's do it, and then let's set up procedures where we just get the roughest guy we can, the most imaginative one somewhere else, see how we can keep from having to go to these fellows any more than we have to. Now, we know we have to. We know we have to a good deal, but we're taking in a lot of money. And I believe the quickest way is to get that bill passed and to get us testifying, get us a few more vetoes like this and I just read. And then let them know that we're just not going to come back in for everything. I think they're in the driver's seat, and I think they're treating us like we're school children. That's my hunch. And I'm, as far as I'm concerned, I am a school child in it, but I'm going to try to learn. And I just don't like to see these damn Wall Street bankers sit up here and screw me to death, and that's what they're doing. And I don't know how we've gone through all these wars we've gone through and all these other pressures we've gone through,
Well, I tell you, you're the first fella that's tried to do it without very, very heavy change in the economic system and going through a system of controls. Now, that's really what I think you're doing, and I strongly for it. But if you're leaving it up open to market forces, why, you have to play the market game. If you take it out of market forces and put your controls on, why, then it's an entirely
different. I'm not a fancy financier, but I'll tell you this, Mr. Fowler. If I had $1 billion in the bank, which I never have had and never will, but if I had $1 billion in the bank, I had this legislation pending that looked like it's going to really soup up my boys and help them some, and I had $500 million coming due, and I had the trust funds I'd get, I sure wouldn't do it this way, but I'd use some of it. This is the best we can get with all of us happy, and so let's just take the 400 and the 100, and that's the minimum that Fred thinks is sound, and we got to, till we learn as much as he knows or don't know, we're going to have to do it. But I damn sure I'm going to go taking some lessons very quick, because I think they're screwing us to death, and I think we got to find some ways to go after them, and I don't think they're this smart. I just don't think they're this smart. I don't think there's any reason why they ought to be getting 6% on these bills when they ought to be taking 4%. But I guess if Federal Reserve puts out their money, they put it out 4.5%, don't they?
That's right, sir. That's the discount.
Do you think it'd be a terrible mistake, Joe, for them to start putting out some more?
No, sir, I don't think it'd be a terrible mistake for them to start coming down, but letting a little more go out. But I think that it would have been a terrible mistake if they had done it up before last Thursday.
Well,
now, I think there's a question of timing involved, and right now, Bill Martin's back. He's out of touch with everything. I spent an hour during my intermission at lunch today sitting down with him and Robertson, and it's just like a fellow that's come in from the cold. He's been sitting out watching it all, and he thinks, well, if I approach to him, you know, the business of trying to get the banks to pull interest rates down, and he said, well, he'd like to see that, but he doesn't think we can make water run uphill right now. Let's see if this law passes, gets on the books, see what kind of an atmosphere is created. Still got lots of demands, so it's not going to be easy. But we got to educate him, get him back into the picture. I think Robertson was very helpful. I think he did a good job while Martin was gone, and I think he'll be helpful to us here. And I think Bill would genuinely like to start this thing rolling back. But there has to be a valid reason for it with all these demands that are loose in the market. And the valid reason is the action that we are taking. And as that action becomes proven reality, such as what we did on Saturday, you get response.
Have we got a list of stuff that's maturing between now and the first of the year?
Oh, yeah. We've got
how much does it amount to with all of our bastard children around town?
I'll tell you.
This year it's $4.3 billion.
$4.3 billion.
Of which this is $750 million.
No, this is 500 in the maturing part.
4.3 billion maturing and 1.564 of new money for a total of 5.9 billion.
That's what they're going to want this year.
That's right.
And of that 4.3 billion that's maturing, the Federal Home Loan Bank Board has got 1.6 billion.
Okay, let's go on this. I got Jerry Ford telling him about the veto on the other, and I hope they don't override it. So let's do this, but let's find out how to cut them a little more, Joe.
All right. Bye.